Weather conditions across the Midwest will continue to be mostly ideal for another 5 to 7 days as we get involved with some warmer temperatures. Even though we don't get much rain during this period of time, there is plenty of moisture in the soil. Crops will be stimulated into developing more aggressively by daily temperatures running in the middle 80s through the lower 90s. Most of the heat will not become any greater than that. We do have high humidity, though, and that will be a concern in some producers' and traders' minds for a while. Low temperatures may not drop below 70 degrees at times over these next several days. Now, there is a stronger cold air mass that will be coming into the Midwest at the latter half of next week. Probably Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of next week, we'll likely see some cooling take place, especially in northern and eastern parts of the Midwest. The cool-off will come with a little bit of rainfall initially, but the rain does not look like it will reach very far into the western Corn Belt. Maybe a limited amount of rainfall will occur in those areas, but portions of the Great Lakes region and easternmost sections of the Midwest could see some moderate amounts of rainfall as the colder air settles into the region. Once the cold air is in place, rainfall potentials become a little bit low once again, and not only in the eastern Midwest, but the western Corn Belt as well, and that will set the stage for perhaps a little crop stress developing as we move from the first week of July into the second week, especially if there's nothing more in the way of significant precipitation that occurs during that period of time, and the temperatures do drift a little bit warmer than normal once again, as is expected. The ridge of high pressure that everyone was so worried about earlier this week over the heart of the Midwest is now advertised to be mostly in the Rocky Mountain region and the High Plains region during a big part of the coming full week to maybe 8 or 9 days. At some point in early July, the ridge will drift just a little further to the east, anchoring itself in the plains, and that will likely give the western Corn Belt a little more reason for warming up and still continuing in a drier biased mode. A close monitoring of the western Corn Belt, most of the central and southern plains, and the delta will be required as we move forward through these next couple of weeks because of the dry and warm bias that's going to be evolving. For the U.S. southeastern states, it looks like a very good environment with scattered showers and thunderstorms and seasonable temperatures prevailing through a big part of this forecast period. In contrast to that, we'll see temperatures up into the 90s and over 100 degrees on a regular basis across the west central and southwestern U.S. plains, causing stress there, but promoting the winter wheat maturation and harvest progress across some of that region. But summer crops will continue to be in rather dire straits for significant amounts of moisture. Even though it has rained here recently, this would include portions of West Texas as well as the heart of the U.S. central plains. Back into the heart of the U.S. Midwest, we would expect the second week of the two-week forecast to bring warmer air back across the region. We may cool off a week from now down to some 70-degree readings, perhaps even a few upper 60s across the Great Lakes region. We'll keep the cool air around for a few days, but gradual warming will replace that. We'll all of a sudden be seeing temperatures back into the 70s and 80s as we move into that first week of July. Precipitation prospects in the eastern part of the Midwest during the second week of the outlook is somewhat reduced and restricted. I wouldn't expect to see a lot of improvement, but if we get the shower and thunderstorm activity that's advertised when the cold air comes in late next week, a lot of those crops will stay in favorable condition with a lot of subsoil moisture still in place. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.